This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Steve Brown. Although Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final was already out of reach, that chance swept through the Garden late last night. Celtics fans trying desperately to re-energize the team for its next game, which could be the last of the Big Three era. In the end, the Celtics were routed by the Heat 98-79. The two sides are now set for a Game 7 showdown in Miami tomorrow night. For more, we're joined now by WBUR's Doug Tribou. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Steve.
So, Doug, let's first start by talking about Miami's LeBron James. He practically beat the Celtics single-handedly. Here's how Celtics coach Doc Rivers summed it up.
It was a matter of too much LeBron. He was absolutely sensational. Made every shot, set the tone for their whole team. I thought he gave them comfort in the way he played.
So, Doug, tell us more about LeBron's performance last night.
Well, it was one of those transcendent postseason performances, Steve. He had 45 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, completely dominant. They say that LeBron is the best player in the league, and he showed it last night. He didn't even make an expression during the first half. His face was like a mask. He just ran over the Celtics. He had 30 points in the first half. Throughout the rest of the playoffs, he had averaged about 30, so he was unbelievable. When you couple that with Dwayne Wade having 17 points, Dwayne Wade and LeBron James had 62. The Celtics had 79. That's not good math for a Celtics victory.
So clearly the Celtics couldn't find a way to stop James, but that wasn't the only problem for Boston. Here's Celtics point guard Rajon Rondo.
We didn't execute. We missed easy bunnies, and then they went down and scored. So, you know, give them credit. They did a great job of closing out each quarter, and they started the game off well.
So, Doug, what else went wrong for the Seas last night?
Well, Paul Pierce has been the straw that stirs the drink for the Celtics for a long time. He only had 9 points. He just could not find his shot. Everything rimming out, falling short. Kevin Garnett only had 12 points, and the Celtics have been at their best when the game is going through Garnett into the paint. Even if he's not scoring a ton of points, as long as the offense is kind of running through him, getting his looks, and then kicking it out, that did not happen. The Celtics were only 1 of 14 on 3-point attempts. That's never a good sign. And Rondo was the leading scorer last night for the Celtics. But when he's the leading scorer, they don't often win. That hasn't been a good, successful formula for them. They lost in Game 2 when he had a big game. They lost 4 of 6 during the regular season when he was the leading scorer. It's much better when he's feeding everybody else more, and they just weren't getting their shots to go down last night.
So the series is now tied at 3 games apiece. Now, Celtics won Game 5 in Miami. What adjustments will they need to make to win on the road again in Game 7 tomorrow night?
Well, they definitely have to make some defensive adjustments. They have to find a way to keep LeBron under 45. He's going to get his 25, 30 points probably, but they need to keep him in check. If he goes off again like he did last night, there won't be any stopping him. And the Celtics need to find that offensive flow. So combining tough defense with the kind of focused double teaming that they've had in earlier games, and also just finding a rhythm on the offensive end, they didn't have either of those last night.
Okay, Doug, prediction time. Who wins Game 7 to advance and face the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Finals?
Well, this is going to be a very sentimental game for the Celtics as a team. This potentially could be the last game for the Big Three era. Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett both become free agents at the end of the season. There's no guarantee that they will be back. So I think they've got something extra to play for. I think that they're going to be especially motivated, but I think it's going to be very tough to beat the Miami team that we saw last night and in the first couple of games. So I've got to give the edge to Miami, but I do think that there's a good chance for the Celtics on the road on Saturday night.
Okay, we'll all be tuned in. Doug Tribou is a reporter and producer for WBUR's Only a Game, which is heard Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR.